With grace, welcome to the lives of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Psalms chapter 13. It's a relatively very short Wonder Chapter. But let's start with the word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for a gift of life. I thank you for the grace of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Father. What we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, what we have done, what we have failed to do, may you have mercy on us, Father. May you be guiding us, may you be protecting us, may you be shielding us with your holy power, Father. May keep us under the mantle of your grace, Father. May keep us under your precious protection. All those who are sick, all those in pain, all those in distress, Father, put them into your hands. That you, Almighty King of Kings, may heal them, and may you extend your healing hand upon them, and may always fight for them. We pray this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to today's message. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death, and my enemy will say I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Amen. And this is where our Wonder Chapter ends. Actually, it's another very short Wonder Chapter. And I just want us to pick two messages. When I was reading this chapter, two messages stood out for me. And the first one was from verse 5. It says, but I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. Amen. If you had read the previous verses 1 to 4, you see that this person has really been in pain. This person has really been praying for something. This person has really been waiting for something, but it's not coming. Amen. This person is not in, can I say, an easy phase. He's not in a joyful season of his life. But he says something that is so beautiful. Verse 5, but I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. Like two, three messages I want us to pick. The first one is, do you trust in the Lord? Amen. Do you trust in it? And it's very easy for us to say yes, because we're not so badly off. Trust me, not so badly off. You have not been in a position where it's really do or die. All the do or die situation that we have been in is not really that. Imagine someone who has not eaten for like 4 to 5 days. They don't have where to sleep. They're in a war place. You know, when you are in your lowest, that's when you should ask yourself, do you trust in the Lord? And how much trust do you have? You see, trusting is one thing, but how much trust do you have for the Lord? But the Bible today is telling us that we should not lose our trust in the Lord. That it should be the last thing that we lose. That as long as we are breathing, we should keep trusting in the Lord. Why? It's because he loves us so, 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 so much beyond the source and source that you can see. He loves us very, very much. And he doesn't just have, he has unconditional love. It has no strings attached, amen? It's not the thing of, I will love you when you have money. Or I will love you when you buy gifts. He's like, no, I know you are a sinner. I know you are full of sin, but I will still love you. I will still love you. I will still love you. Wow. And it's not just any kind of unconditional love. It is unfailing love. The Bible tells us it's unfailing love. Do you know what it means to be unfailing? The question is, do we love him back? Do we love him back? Before even you reach that part of trusting him, do we love him back? Do we need him only when we are going through our dark seasons? Ask yourself, how much do you love the Lord? How far are you willing to go for the Lord? The Bible tells us that for him, he loved us so much that he gave us his only son who died on a cross. What are you willing to kill for the sake of the Lord? I'm not saying you should not go and start killing people. No. What habits, what acts, what traits in you that you don't like, that would you want to be killing for the Lord? And the other thing was from verse 6, which lastly, I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Amen. This person acknowledges that no matter what he's going through right now, there's a season that the Lord has been good for him. And you see, so many times we as Christians, we forget that. We forget the goodness of the Lord. We let our situations dictate our relationship with God. And it's very dangerous. Never let your situation dictate your relationship with God. Never. Because in a season of pain and trouble, you'd be like, okay, you know what? God is being bad to me. Start questioning him. But hold on. Relax. Is that where you draw the line? The devil will always try to make you focus on something that is going astray in your life. You see, sometimes it may not even be the main thing happening in your life. Sometimes you may even find there is something better happening in your life, but the devil will try to fixate your eyes on that thing that is not going right. And you start saying that those is not good. Really? That all stems back to two things. Do you love the Lord? Do you trust in the Lord? And how much do you love and trust? You're the only person who can answer that. Get some time, read Psalms chapter 13. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithallen@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithallen. We really love to hear from you. Remember, God can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Oh, God, to God, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life. And thank you for everything you've granted us, Father. Thank you for always being there for us, Father. So many times we forget about you, Father. Father, so many times we forget about the goodness of you, oh Lord. Father, so many times we focus on what is going wrong in our lives instead of what is going right in our lives, Father. Father, so many times we do not trust in you, Father. So many times we doubt in you. Father, may you pardon us. May you forgive us, Father, Almighty King of Kings. Fill us with the Holy Spirit to come and give us that firm faith, to come and give us that reassurance that, Father, no matter where we are in our state of life, that you are going to be there with us, Father, because you love us, and not just mere love, but unconditional, failing love you have for us. We pray this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.